Hi, welcome to On Manorama Movie Podcast, Start Action Cut. Today, we are decoding the web series Poacher, created by Canadian director Richie Mehta, with Nimisha Sajen, Roshan Mathew, and Dibyendu Bhattacharya, leading a bevy of an ensemble cast. So, the web series is based on true events and is a neatly tailored crime thriller drama in the backdrop of wildlife. The series deals directly with elephant poaching, ivory smuggling, and related art business racket involving people from lower strata of society to politicians to millionaires or even billionaires. What makes it a gripping is the intense conflict when a scant group of forest officials on their toes fight tooth and nail to detect the complete trail of the crime and bring the culprits to justice. Today, Sajesh and Swati are joining the discussion. Sajesh, how was the web series for you?
Thank you, Pakmumar. Poacher, the web series, worked for me on various levels. The making, the performance, then the issue that it discusses. So all those things worked for me. There are a couple of things that didn't work that will come to as you go through. But then the major two issues were, this series was entirely based on something that our organization, Malayala Manorama, the newspaper, broke. The series of stories that Jayan Menon broke for Malayala Manorama. So the series was based on that. But then there was no mention about the original crusaders, if you call them, about them. There was nothing. No credits were given. So it didn't work for me. At least they could have, even if you leave out the organization for various reasons, they could have at least taken into account, you know, the hardships, the journalist or his source, the whistleblower, forest official, they took. That could have been in some way addressed, but that was not there. So instead of doing that, the media was portrayed as, you know, leeches that you encounter in the wild. So that put me off. That was one major factor that put me off. But in generally, it is a well-made, captivating series.
Yes, Sajesh, as you rightly mentioned, it was the journalist, painstakingly done investigative journalism that helped the officials nail the criminals. So, but the train of events weaving emotions with the wildlife creatures, especially the pachyderms, adds charm to the saga. What do you say, Swati?
Yes, Padma Kumar. So the story was truly very interesting. So it had my interest from start to finish, that I would say. As someone who's been a fan of Richie Mehta's work ever since Delhi Crime came out, I was eagerly waiting for Poacher. However, it didn't quite live up to my expectations when it comes to matching the intensity of Delhi Crime. Obviously, I cannot compare both the series because both of the series talks about different issues. But you know, there was a certain intensity that Delhi Crime had, which I did not feel for Poacher for some reason. Perhaps I was hoping for more wildlife-centric scenes. Don't get me wrong, the series was definitely engaging. The investigative aspect was particularly nice. However, I couldn't shake the feeling that the investigation sometimes overshadowed the central issue of poaching. So to begin, I must admit my limited knowledge regarding the inner workings of the Forest Department. While I acknowledge that poaching is an extremely grave offense, I couldn't help but question the methods that they were showing, like the portrayal of Forest Department officials acting like police officers, even resorting to physical force, left me wondering the legitimacy of such actions. So throughout, I found myself wondering if such behavior aligns with the protocol and regulations governing the Forest Department's operations.
So Padmumar, just to add to that, so we, in fact, building up to this recording, so we were having the same discussion outside Swati and me. Even I don't have that in-depth knowledge about how, you know, how the Forest Department works. But then when we had the same doubt, so I called up a couple of my sources, and it's possible. So all the investigative, like they also can investigate cases just like police officers. They can have raids, they can detain people, they can question, you know, suspects. So that part is sorted out. But then, however, at the same time, when inquired, there were a couple of problems, like, you know, the makers had botched the hierarchy in Forest Department or, for, you know, So the hierarchy was not properly showcased. Then there were other kind of factual errors. But then the investigative, the procedure as such was fine, factually. They could do this. That's what, I was speaking to a couple of sources and that's what they confirmed.
Okay, that legal aspects apart. I think when it comes to the cinematic aspects, unlike the City Bustle where Richie Mehta sets his previous series, Delhi Crime, the director chose an entirely opposite milieu to offset his storyline. In fact, the wildlife, the lush greenery offer a visual feast that is sumptuously refreshing. So what about the wildlife setting for you, Swati?
Well, Padmakumar, the main point is that animals do play a significant role in this series. So, and also the series highlights the crucial issue of man-animal conflict and human encroachment on animal territories. However, despite their presence throughout, there's a lack of substantial exploration of wildlife is what I felt. While you do see glimpses of a herd of elephants or tigers or monkeys here and there, they all feel like background elements. The primary focus remains on the investigation rather than, you know, delving deeply into the wildlife aspect is what I feel. Of course, there is presence of animals throughout. Like you see their presence and you know what the series is putting forward. But I like since the series was more about the investigation aspect of it, I did not feel like they explored the wildlife aspect of it. Like you are shown a elephant carcass or things like that here and there. And there's a scene where, you know, a tiger spots a human footprint and, you know, that's these scenes are important. They play a very significant role. But other than that, I wouldn't say that wildlife as such played a very crucial role in this series.
Yes. Sajesh, I think you yourself is a photography enthusiast and you have often engaged in so many trekking trips and all. So how appealing was this wildlife setting for you in this series?
I disagree here with you. I do go for rides, but not a trekking enthusiast. So that's a different thing. But see, I love the way Richie started the series, shooting down an elephant. And then in subsequent episodes, all the episodes he's starting, showing that different stages of decaying of that carcass. And it kind of symbolically tells me how we as a society is decaying, or how this human-animal conflict that is worsening. It connected with me like that. And then every shot, every crucial shot, every crucial scene starts off with the presence of a computer-generated animal. So beautiful work of the artist. And I love that as well. You know, it gives me a feeling that the people are the encroachers, and these animals, they are the silent witnesses, or they are constantly keenly watching the development of this investigation. You know, they all seems to want justice for their fellow being. So in that way, those scenes, those intrusions, or the way he started these crucial scenes, showing a fox keenly watching, you know, the investigators, or a tiger watching that carcass in a sad way. And then from where he started, he comes back in the last episode, he comes back to that decayed carcass. And when Nimisha Sajjan's character comes back to pick her backpack, we see that, you know, that entire family, the entire pack of elephants come there. It just touches you on a different level. So it worked for me.
Yes, Sajesh, I too liked the way you mentioned that the symbolism, that each episode showed the different stages of the carcass. And finally, you are left with, I mean, in the scene, you see that only the skeleton of the elephant is there. So that is the final stage, and how the other pack of elephants, they group together and sort of pay tributes to their lost fellow being. So now coming to the performance of the actors, I think almost none of them did justice to the characters, except that Dibyendu Bhattacharya, who did pivotal role of Neil Banerjee. And one more person is there, that is Aruku, the person who played the role of Aruku. Other than that, I don't think any of them played. What carried the whole story forward was the run of sequences, the exciting and suspenseful sequences. I think other than that, the performance didn't do anything for the whole series, but the subject matter and the crime that was shown in the series. So what do you say, Swati?
Well, Padmakumar, I too agree with you when you said that, you know, the performances of the actors are not the driving factor of the series, because, you know, I initially thought that I was the only person who was annoyed seeing Nimisha's performance. I was just annoyed throughout the series when I saw her performance, because it was literally the same performance that she gave out in almost all of her other films that she did, whether it is Chitta or The Great Indian Kitchen, movies like that. She gave this exactly the same performance. The anger that she feels or whatever that she's going through, we can understand the emotions, but the way she plays that, or she puts that, she brings whatever emotions that she's going through to the table, was extremely exhausting for me, because I could just see Nimisha doing it and not the character doing it, because I didn't feel like she did justice to the character Mala. And then comes Roshan, and I read some of the reviews which says he gave out a very nice performance, very authentic performance. But then also he did not have much to do. Like he's playing this programmer who's also part-time, who's the person who's also interested in conservation. We have seen people like that. But the thing is, he didn't have much to do in this film at all. He's like, he's a present figure, but acting-wise, what did he have to do? Like whatever he was told to, maybe he did fine, but there was no scope for acting. And also one other thing that I noticed is the use of textbook Malayalam by some of the characters. It was so stiff. Like, for example, I think there's this person's daughter who comes to Nimisha and tells her that father has not been doing anything for ages now. That whole conversation was so scripted that it took out the entire authenticity from what was the emotional aspect of that scene. And also Roshan's father having a conversation with him. That was also very much scripted, and I felt like they could have at least dubbed those scenes using like Malayalam speaking people could have dubbed those scenes instead of, you know, just going forward with whatever kind of Malayalam that they think is right. That also takes away the realness of the whole thing, right? So that is what I felt. And of course, the person who played Neil was the only like convincing character that I felt. He was really out there. Like you feel like, okay, this person is the head of the whole operation. He does care for whatever the case that is going on. But Nimisha was like completely, you know, out of the whole scenario. She was doing this and that. And I just felt like, okay, she should be removed from this entire series, what I felt, because she was just doing too much.
Yes. As you said, Swati, Nimisha went overboard. Her expressions were far too heavier than what the character demanded. And it sometimes felt unreasonable to behave like that. Maybe she was trying to present herself as a tough forest ranger, range officer. And also, Roshan Mathew, his dialogues were realistic, but there was no connection between him and the dialogues. His dialogues were trailing him far behind. And as you said, some of the characters were really dramatic. One character was that Roshan Mathew's father. He was speaking that textbook language. So that was boring. The performance was really disagreeable in this series. What do you say, Sajesh?
So I partly agree and partly disagree with you both. See, I definitely agree that these two characters stood out, like Dibyendu Bhattacharya's character and the Arku character. Also, I like this one, very genuine. Nimisha's ex-lover, that forest officer, his character was also, I felt that, you know, he was genuine and simple. But for Nimisha's case, I believe that, you know, she was going against her own demons while fighting these conflicts. So that is like, you know, we could be, she must be seeing her own father in all these characters, all these poachers, all these suspects or culprits. So her anger in that way is justified. But then certain scenes, I felt that, you know, she went overboard. But then I was okay. Her character in that way worked for me. Couple of these Malayalam, being a Malayali, hearing these characters speak this textbook Malayalam, that was horrible. I believe either the problem happened during the dubbing, or if it was, because I was all the way, I was thinking that, you know, with actors like Nimisha or Roshan standing against them, the other person won't be able to say Malayalam in that fashion because it's so unnatural, so dramatic. Not even dramatic. If I say dramatic, that would be injustice. So it was so artificial. I think this happened during the dubbing time. I wish that, you know, Richie had better Malayalam consultants with him during dubbing time and during the making time. Because Govan Chidambaram's, if this is the way he wrote the Malayalam dialogues, then that was a poor job. So I don't know. I don't think that, you know, it was all the characters who, the actors who did it. But if it was their job, then yeah, can't help it. But then if Richie had a better Malayalam consultants, at least Nimisha and Roshan could have pitched in. That would have saved that entire series for people who know Malayalam. Others, it wouldn't make any difference because you are going by the subtitles, and subtitles are very well written, I believe, most of the time. So that's okay. Then the other thing I had with the problem that I had with Nimisha was the cussing. Like, it gave me a feeling that, you know, in Malayalam, there is only one word that you can use to abuse someone. It's not just for Nimisha, but all the characters, they only had this one word to use. So that was, again, hilarious, or, you know, put a factor for Malayali audience, because we have other cuss words, we can use it. We use it very commonly, but then, yeah, not just this one word. It doesn't make it any popular, or so, yeah, that's a put a factor again. But performance-wise, Nimisha, I didn't feel it that awkward, only at a couple of places. Roshan was easygoing, but then I had problems with cinematic liberties that Richie took, placing his prime characters in every place. I feel that, you know, we, our movie makers should start giving importance to other characters, and they should understand the fact that it doesn't have to be the the leading characters that have to lead all the time. So that way, I had a problem. Otherwise, it was okay for me.
Yes, Sajesh, I missed out that name, Ankit Madhav, who played Vijay Babu. That's Nimisha's ex-lover. So he too did well in this series. One aspect that I found very disturbing in this was that lowness of light. He could hardly see anything. I don't know it was the technical issue or whether they deliberately did it to keep the drama engaging. What do you say, Sajesh?
Patmumar, I beg to differ. I love the Nordic series mood that Richie created for this series. It's fine. I loved it. I loved the shadows. I loved the darkness. So I have to differ there with you.
So that brings us to the end of this episode. Thanks for listening to Start Action Cut, produced and hosted by me, Patmumar, with technical production by Idea Brew Studios. Follow www.onmanorama.com for more podcasts on movies, and be sure to come back for the next episode of Start Action Cut, out on Monday. Thank you.